Jerry Bader Show 1051. If you're just joining us, taking calls, Chris Christie, still holding a news conference. He made a long statement, about 15 minutes long, and then he started taking questions. He denies any knowledge in what's being called Bridgegate, where the GW Bridge, George Washington Bridge, connecting Jersey to New York, was clogged for days, perhaps resulting in the deaths, or at least a death, of someone where emergency personnel couldn't get there. It was nightmarish. When it went on for 4 days, as governor of New Jersey, why didn't he find out why the hell it was happening? Further, while I believe his denial, I believe his denial sounds believable. It sounds credible. So do Ryan Braun. So do Lance Armstrong. 5 years ago, I might have accepted it at face value. I will never do that again with someone in the public eye. Because it's just amazing to me how they can lie and lie and lie until they can't lie anymore. And as Joe said, it certainly does have that ring of plausible deniability, that it stops right at his door. I think he's going to have a hard time with people believing him on this. And even if they do, it certainly speaks to horrible judgment. Judgment probably not fitting someone who wants to be president of the United States. Bruce in Wausau. Bruce, go ahead.
Yes. First off, for him making fun of the situation, people's misery, trying with this economy, traveling back and forth, is not presidential.
Even if he wasn't responsible, that's a great point.
To make fun of the situation is not presidential. Okay, and he's the governor. That the whole state is his, not just one little section.
Yeah.
And the part about criminal, you're damn right. This better be criminal charges. Somebody died. And it could be even worse, more people. And it better come swift and hard to show that there can be accountability in government.
Yeah, Bruce, you're right. We don't even know all the collateral. This is, in terms of the act that was committed, it's huge. There's no question about that. It endangered public safety. It used public resources to punished citizens to get at an elected official. Josie from Green Bay. Josie, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks. I do not believe him for one second. I can't imagine anybody in that power admitting to such a career-ending scandal. And I also wonder why these women of Washington are so willing to take the fall for every scandal except for Fast and Furious. Every scandal a woman has taken the fall for. And I find that surprising.
That is, you know, that is, isn't that interesting? That actually, I guess I hadn't really seen that pattern, but that is a very, well, I don't know that she's willing to take the fall here. She was terminated. She's taking the fall. Well, because here's the way, okay, let's work back on what she's saying there. What Josie's saying there is, if Christie's guilty the way Josie thinks he is, why do they always set up women to be the fall person? That is a very interesting question. Probably the big, as callers I think have raised a lot of good points. I think probably the biggest one is whether or not he was responsible or whether or not he knew his office was responsible for this, when it was causing the serious problems it was for nearly a full work week, why the hell didn't he look into it then? That, I think, really hurts him. John in Wisconsin Rapids. John, go ahead.
Yeah, right, real quick, Jerry. What about Bill Clinton? He lied under oath, lost his law license, and got fined and got reelected.
You know,
that was the president. I hang up and listen.
John, thanks a lot for the call. You know, that's a good point. People have lied before. This, however, is where I see it just a little different. By the way, I forgot, you know, when I say I don't take people at face value anymore, that looking the camera in the eye and I never had sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, I don't take anybody at face value anymore. But as in terms of because people have lied, you know, Elliot Spitzer, Anthony Weiner, yeah, they've all had comebacks. Here's what I think makes this scandal rare, if not unique. It intentionally harmed voters. It intentionally hurt people. I'm trying to think of any scandal that fits that category. Randy in Appleton. Randy, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I kind of see it tied in a way to like the IRS bit. I mean, it's all dirty tricks. And I'm just curious, is the media going to, you know, dog? Obviously, they're not. Are they going to dog Christie a lot more, trying to link it directly to him, unlike the IRS, where, you know, the media, they, you know, they look for the few top heads barely and not really trying to tie it directly back to Obama? You know what I mean? And this is like a dirty trick thing. So.
Randy, by the way, you can make the case that they should now go into a Watergate-style investigation. What did the governor know, and when did he know it? Exactly right. Now, in terms, I've said no other scandal that hurt people. You can argue the IRS scandal did. Okay. And it hurt people in their effort to exercise their right to be engaged in politics. I do agree with that. But when I say hurt people, I mean endanger their safety. I mean hurt people. It's really hard, if you've lived in Wisconsin your whole life and haven't traveled much, it's really hard to understand what a big issue traffic is out there. New York, New Jersey, Boston, that whole eastern seaboard, they're obsessed with it. I mean, they can't stand, they hate the word. It's a four-letter word. And to put people's lives at risk, he's still answering questions, by the way. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.